more of getting to the bottom of the financial crisis.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. A couple of former high-profile bankers are testifying on Capitol Hill right now before the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission, talking about the role Citigroup played in the financial meltdown. Now, the panel is looking at how the crisis happened and what to do to avoid another one. Citi's been criticized for spreading subprime mortgage risk across Wall Street, and its former CEO, Charles Prince, was contrite going in.
Let me start by saying I'm sorry. I'm sorry that the financial crisis has had such a devastating impact on our country. I'm sorry for the millions of people, average Americans, who have lost their homes. And I'm sorry that our management team, starting with me, like so many others, could not see the unprecedented market collapse that lay before us.
Former Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin, who chaired the bank's board, is also testifying today. And former Republican Congressman Bill Thomas is vice chairman of that commission, the Inquiry Commission, and he joins us right now. Congressman, thanks for being with us.
No, my pleasure. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. I want to start talking about the subprime mortgage risk becoming this systemic problem. I mean, one that's spread from bank to bank and infecting nearly the entire industry. Why is that so important to rehash?
Well, first of all, I want to make sure that your listeners understand that it wasn't just former Fed Chairman Greenspan who said he didn't have anything to do with it. It was the entire panel from Citibank who also said they didn't have anything to do with it. It was a very complicated but important discussion yesterday with some of the people who structured these products, having to do with offering high interest rate at what was supposed to be low risk. They were very popular. They rapidly permeated investment portfolios, both here and abroad. And, of course, when the housing market collapsed, that portfolio, many people thinking they were sitting on AAA, the best and highest rated, virtually no risk investment instruments, found that they were basically worthless.
I want to go back to what you were talking about, Alan Greenspan saying that he did not have anything to do with the meltdown. Do you believe him? What do you think?
He was chairman of the Federal Reserve. We have a number of regulatory agencies here, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and that's one of our concerns. Sometimes you realize that you have too many regulators, therefore people operate between the regulation fences. Regulations are always put in after the fact. Former Chairman Greenspan, I think, did contribute a significant point, and that is if you had adequate capital, then you wouldn't have had these problems. People were offering these with no capital on their books and never thought they would really go down to the level they went down. And so when they went down, they didn't have the ability to cover them. You have to understand, they were adequately capitalized according to the regulation structures at the time. That's their quote-unquote defense.
We're going to have to wrap it up there, but I do thank you for your time, sir. Thank you for being with us.
It's important, and I wish people would listen. Thank you.
I'm sure many people are. As a matter of fact, thank you again. So new jobless claims last week rose unexpectedly by 18,000. Analysts were looking for a drop. Analysts like that most chain store sales rose, some by double digits for the month of March. Retailers Target, Costco, and The Gap all had gains. Discounter Kohl's saw sales rise by 22% over last year. But remember, last year, sales were awful. Let's do the numbers. The Dow is lower this hour by about 40 points at 10,856. The NASDAQ right now off about half a percent, same for the S&P 500. European shares are off by about 1% on average, and Asian shares closed lower today as well, an average of 1%. There are rumblings in the airline industry that United and U.S. Airways are talking merger. It's not the first time, and a source says it's early on, but don't be surprised if you see those two tie the knot. Tying the knot is what British Airways and Spain's Iberia announced today. Their merger would create the world's third biggest airline.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Citrix, offering Go to My PC, providing remote access to a Mac or a PC from anywhere. More at gotomypc.com/market. by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong.
If you have kids in public school, chances are they'll see some big differences this year, or next year, I should say. A new report shows how public schools are faring with all the state budget cuts, and the picture isn't pretty. From the Marketplace Education Desk, Amy Scott reports.
Here's what happens when school budgets are slashed. Technology upgrades like new computers get put off. Bus routes disappear. So do teachers and staff. The American Association of School Administrators surveyed its members around the country. More than half said they're cutting extracurricular activities next year. More than a third may eliminate summer school. Federal stimulus money helped schools avoid some cuts, but the group's Noelle Ellerson says that money is running out.
The end of the stimulus dollars paired with the continued budget strains at the state and local level represent a 1-2 punch to education funding that's going to pose a real problem over this school year, the next one, and perhaps even the 2011-2012 school year.
Only 10% of school administrators said stimulus money boosted their overall funding. That's because some states cut their education budgets when they knew federal dollars were on the way. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And finally, for those germaphobes a bit leery of using the public restroom, a Florida company presents the Sanador. The LA Times reports the pricey $1,300 gadget actually will open the bathroom door with a simple wave before this electronic eye. No door handle touching required. Sanador says besides being cleaner, it's greener. It'll reduce waste from those people who throw paper towels onto the floor after using them to touch the icky handle. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. Join us online for the conversation at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.